Hey, hey. Number, old number one. Hey there, old number one. What you know? How's Kate?
Kate's great.
Did you nut today? Yeah,
none of your business. I'm here for business, aren't I?
Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, yeah, now it's my... Now we got business to tend to. Alright, bigger. Miss Tender's a business. What you want to know? You done sold out. Well, go ahead. What you want to know?
Well, I was going to ask you about Seth Lloyd. This is going back to the recording you did with Bob.
We know.
About
we know.
Black holes in quantum computing. And Seth Lloyd, you mentioned that they were better, not that they're right, but they're better than the other physicists' interpretations. He says the universe is a quantum computer.
No, it's a quantum simulation.
So you say it's a quantum simulation. Okay. I'm going to bounce some of this stuff off.
Whoa. So does Seth Lloyd.
Okay, well, I guess I haven't got that far in his material yet to get that.
Now we negotiate, aren't we? So did you nut today? That's what we want to know. That's what we're trying to figure out.
Oh. Well, you know that, I am. So the universe.
Help you, Alyssa? Has Chad helped you?
We're just trying to...
Alyssa?
Yeah, Chad, that Chad nutted, does that make you feel better for the money? I'm just trying to figure it out. I know Eugene feels better. Eugene feels better. Eugene got it straight.
Are you getting a sense of direction, Linda, now?
Nutting, honey. Nutting.
Don't say yes to anything.
Nutting, honey. Yes, they're good.
I'm saying no.
How are you doing, Carol? Are you getting anywhere, Carol?
Karen,
oh, she answered
your
email. She left the building.
She got universal quantum simulators. That's what Carolyn got.
Right, okay. So, Ion, a simulator is not a computer. So we've been talking about computing for a while, but now simulation.
No.
That sounds like when you said the diamond would be able to
run
all
Correct.
Possible outcomes
Correct.
And then sift through
them. No. Every potential outcome.
That doesn't sound like computing at all. That sounds like sifting.
It's not computing.
Through that.
We never said that. We didn't say computing. We said it saves everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
It saves everything. It doesn't do any computing.
GW2554CWCRW. Yeah.
Okay.
The Human Genome Sciences. Yeah, good for you. Isn't it good? You got that.
Great. So,
honey,
Seth Lloyd used a
Eugene.
Quote from
Eugene,
Conrad.
Did you get that, Eugene? Did you get that? You got that? Here's a footnote. Here's a footnote. Go
I'm
ahead.
Here.
Go ahead. Go ahead, old number
okay.
one.
Okay. So, Lloyd also uses some results from another set of physicists' research where they talk about calculating the processing power of the ultimate laptop, which would be one kilo of
you're
mass.
You're talking about the Monte Carlo method. Okay, we got that. That's not a problem. Go ahead.
Monte Carlo method, you mean where we use probabilities to determine outcomes?
Always. That's how they all are gauged. The memory
right.
space that grow with a polynomial fax function. Right.
Ah, okay. Yes, yes. But that sounds like a shortcoming of the quantum physics world that they use probability because
well,
you're talking
well,
about every
well,
single
well,
time without fail.
That's where size is measured by the number of variables, isn't it? Or
the number of variables?
Did they say size? What was measured?
Size.
S-I-Z-E.
Size.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They measure size
and
by
the particles
number
of lattice sites. For example, they're required to characterize the system. See, the problems can be solved with methods from a polynomial amount of computerizational resources that are commonly called tractile or tractable problems, tractable problems that can only be solved by methods that use exponential amounts of resources are commonly called intractable. And that's what
is that where my X particle comes in, Ion?
It is. It is, Pop. That's also in the essence of the letter to Prince Charles.
Oh, yeah.
Same conversation. Right. Same thing.
Okay, earlier.
See, Carolyn thinks we're drunk. And Carolyn thinks we're drunk. We take note of that.
Earlier when you were talking to Linda and Bert about quantum physics, and you brought up
Stop those words. Did you get what Bert was talking about? It's very important.
Yes, that's why I'm asking this question.
No. We don't want you to ask the question. We want you to imbibe on the quantitative positions that Bert was getting. He just naturally flows into this shit. Nobody gives him heads up, and he's like on point. It's like fucked up. It's like, where the fuck did he get this shit? And he's like on the money. All right, now you're going to ask the question, which is also going to be on the money, and we're going to answer it. But we got to say, you're flowing from this quintessential position that may or may not be embraced by Bert, however, adopted by Bob. Now, ask your question, and we're going to answer it. No, not on chit-chat. Just ask your question, we're going to answer it. Please.
Okay. Well, you mentioned the debate between Einstein and Bohr, which is something I was looking at earlier this week, about there's no way Einstein said there's no way quantum mechanics can include both entanglement and the belief that nothing can go faster than the speed of light. So that's where the theory starts to break down, right? Okay. So we also talked about last week that the black cloud computing would use entanglement, but as a threshing floor, not in the terms of this spooky action at a distance that Einstein accused Bohr and the other young physicists of. Okay? So the question is, describe the purpose of the threshing floor in the scenario of Bob's X particle and this thing where atoms can be in two different places at once.
Okay, it's an exponentially difficult problem to merely to record the state of a quantum system, let alone integrate its equations of motion. For example, to record the state of 40 spin half particles in a classical computer's memory requires 2 to the 40 exponents of 10 to the 12 numbers, whereas to calculate their time evolution requires the explanation of 2 to the 40 at 2 to the 40 matrix with an exponential 10 to the 24 entries. See, you got to find out where this positional or possible bypass of an exponential exposition by having one quantum system simulate another directly so that the states of the simulator obey the same equations of motion as the states of the simulated equation. You got that?
Got it.
So that answers your question, and it also it also answers Bert's question. Don't tell
him.
He gets all funny when you get ahead of him and stuff. He's very competitive. He whoop a nigga now. He will whoop a nigga. Just saying, he whoop a nigga.
Okay, so you have said consistently that we're storing energy in the black cloud, not information. Do you still agree with that now?
Yeah, to simulate the time evolution of a 40 spin half particles over time T requires a simulator with 40 quantum bits evolving over a period of time proportional to a quantum computer's position. within a quantum that, simulation.
That does not sound like it would work because it has time as part of the equation.
A factor of 10-digit number using Schlorr's algorithm, a quantum computer would have to perform millions of quantum logic operations cohesively without errors. That's if it works perfectly. And that's what you're describing. We work perfectly. So there wouldn't be a position where it would not apply. So your position is erred without quantum capacity. We don't err.
But you're saying, the passage that you just said, you're saying that that's incorrect? That's
atomic physics, quantum optics, solid state physics, quantum chemistry, they all supply methods of controlling the behavior of quantum systems. They don't lie or are faltered. You may have a different perspective regarding that outcome, but the predicated position is stellar.
Okay. But in that, it contains time and it contains computing, two of which things you don't agree with.
No. You're talking about the turning on or off of a laser pulse and the modulation of a magnetic field. So that tool that you would apply to that system may or may not include those definitions that we don't include that wouldn't change the outcome of a predicated position.
Okay, but would that be used in the creation of the Dipper?
Maybe, but now you're talking about the operation required to generate an arbitrary M minus N U on the orbit of an M2 within the parameters requiring a specific U in the first place. So you're taking something that doesn't exist, which is time, and adding it into an equational field that may or may not be validated on that position. So,
yeah.
I mean, whoa. 1 × 0 = 0, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If 0 is time, you can still figure out the equation if time is 0. You can still figure it out. That's what this is saying. That's the quantum coherence.
Okay.
That gives you the, alright, now you're gonna get into it. That's the Hamiltonian time evolution.
One of the limiters to quantum computing is decoherence. So you just gave the solution.
No. Now you're talking about the corresponding to the time evolution, that super scattering operation of master equation. So that's where you use time to validate your cohesive position. The closed system.
Okay, but manipulating time as the false premise, like you've always suggested.
Correct. But it's the example. That's how Schrodinger's evaluation or equation, you have to have that approximation of a preserved coherence. See, if the general case is simulating the open system with the both coherence preserving and the coherence destroying operations that are addressed below, you have to have both inclusive. Because if the cat's already dead or gonna die, stop.
Okay.
If the cat's gonna die or the cat's already dead, it doesn't matter. There's still a time element of when you open the box. But the outcome is predicated on the outcome that's already gonna be with the Campbell-Baker-Hausdorff formula already set, you see.
So you agree with superposition then? Is that correct?
If it applies. We're not disagreeing with it. We're saying if it applies. Because you're talking about quantum coherence. And most people don't even know what the fuck that is. So we're okay with that. We don't mind that. All right. Don't you scare us. What a good time. You get your dick hard, let's fuck, big one. We ain't mad, it's all right with us.
Well, quantum quantum coherence is just the idea that...
Nah, we don't want objects these. You don't have to tell us. You don't have to tell us. We know what it is.
Well, I'm saying it for the recording.
We can give it a stick. Well, who gives a fuck? The simulation is the process for which one system's made to mimic another. If you're going to simulate an engine on a classical analog computer, just for example, you got to patch up the electrical circuit whose dynamic mimic is the engine's dynamic. Oh, come on now. This isn't hard.
So the black cloud just is not computing. It's simulating a computing engine.
Mm.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Mm. All right. Well, okay, there's a tiny little parent there. But can we just say okay and there's another little element that goes with it? Because we can't change our words. If you notice, with all this bullshit we said some bullshit. But everything we said, we don't change our words. Like them, don't like them, over, under them, you know. We said some nasty things, by the way. Most of them, Carolyn, has gone to bed already. You know that already. But we said some things, but we don't change our words.
Okay.
Right?
So in the case of what Lloyd and et al. Have said, they said that this ultimate computer with the kilo, with a mass of 1 kilo, 1 liter of volume.
You're talking about simulation efficiency, right?
Yes, because they're talking about hotter than the sun. So is that leak? Is that
correct?
Leak? Yeah, that's the inefficiency. It's leaking.
And 2n dimensionally, the state vector by a 2n times 2n matrix requires a memory space and a computerizational time on the order of 2 squared n, as noted by the Deutsch 6, to form the same simulation on a quantum computer requires only an n quantum bit. But the results of the above imply that the 2 squared n application of an elementary tool, they're required to construct an arbitrary 2n times 2n unitarian u. That is, although the quantum computer gives the exponential compression of the amount of memory space required to construct an arbitrary u, the number of the elementary logic steps or the application of the quantum logic gates required to construct a U on a quantum computer is of the same order of the number of elementary logic steps required to compute the action of U on a classic digital computer. For example, case of N speed half particle, both simulations require the solution of 2N times 2N matrix equation. A difficult task for N is greater than 40. Got it?
Got it. Just to be clear, are you laying this out to show the error of their ways?
We'll give you the... Nah, fuck that shit. We'll give you the formula. We'll put the formula in your inbox, big and... We fuck with you.
Chad, how does this connect to the angel diagram and the tiny note chart?
Diagram is where all the technologies they emanate from. The answers are all in there.
God damn it, we put on a fucking chit chat and it went away. God damn! Fuck. Try to chit chat again. Try it again. We put it on there, it went away. You goddamn Bill! Bob, if you don't buy that motherfucker a cheeseburger, we think it's a beat. You buy him a motherfucking cheeseburger. We're tired of this shit now. God damn. Give him $1,000. Okay, give him $2,000. But he can get a goddamn cheeseburger and post our fucking shit. This is crazy. Oh, okay. Eugene got it.
Which wiki article are you reading all that shit from?
None of them. There's not a wiki article. We were just saying words based on what he was trying to, what? What's his name? Okay. The old number one? Well, we're drunk, Bob. Karen says we're drunk, so we don't have no idea what we're talking about. We're just babbling. We gave a little formulation. Eugene got it. Eugene got it. You got it? You got
Chad,
that, Eugene?
Ion said that if you've done a pentatic and you're in the hexatic, it's a sharp flop. So a half spin up.
Sharp flop. A sharp flop. Sharp plus. You didn't know
sharp,
what you're saying.
Okay, a note, you know, a half step modulation. Chad knows.
I know, but which key? I know, but he doesn't know shit. Chad doesn't know shit. Kevin, which key are you going to make sharp? That's the key. That's the point.
Oh, F to F sharp.
F. Did you say F sharp?
Yeah, F to F sharp.
F to F sharp. Now, did you get that, Chad?
Yes.
It should make you dick hard. It probably make you dick hard.
Ion, you said the way of the triune God is key of G, which is what's shifting things now. And then
screaming
they
and
said
shouting.
That,
yeah, screaming and shouting.
Chad, they
you
said
get
if
that.
You're not
that
in your
is
head
that sharp.
Ecstatic.
That's right. Listen to what she's saying. She's saying specifically how the way of the triune God applies to this formula, which was posted, which Eugene got. It's not on my goddamn shit, but Eugene got it. Fuck, I don't know how she did this. We put it in Bob Bill fucking bloated up or something on his damn bullshit. I don't know what that is. It's some bullshit. But anyway, she's caught it, and she's saying that the way of the triune God in F sharp applies to the same formulation. Hey, what's your name, Alyssa?
Yeah.
We agree.
Yeah. Okay.
We agree.
And then
we agree.
And then Ion, you said if you're not in the hexatic, then it's going to be a flat down.
No, it's going to be an hexadvertisement. You'll get lost in the time.
In the simulation.
We don't call that a tiny note a simulation. You'll get caught in a triad. King Lear, priest, they'll get lost in the solar government. Do you know that?
So,
Ion,
is this sharpening and flattening that you're talking about, is this achieved via the auto-tune that we developed before?
No, that's achieved on the dyad, Othello, teacher, universal government.
So last time you engaged, Chad, you talked about the condensation of the...
Yeah.
The DNA and how that was like the
that's
representation.
That's the pinhead. That's Henry the Fifth. That's the doctor scientist. That's lockdown Bob Rowe. That's where he lives now. And he knows that. That's what he ran from. See, here's the thing. Okay. Chad, permission to speak freely? Not you.
Granted,
you're not qualified to be in this. You're not qualified to be in this conversation, honey. Chad left this conversation. Chad left this conversation because it was more than he could consume. He said, okay, this is fucked up. All right, I'm good. I'll run it for all it's worth. I'll get 5 years worth of money and I'll go live somewhere till I do my thing. And that 5 years worth of money ran out and he came back because we were the only game in town. And we accepted him happily. Right back, right where he went, because we appreciate him more than he does. See, we give a fuck more about Chad than Chad does. You got that? So the point of this conversation is, it goes right back and falls into the grand wazoo of the decadence.
Kate just brought that up today. I haven't heard that word in a while.
It sets it up to the physician to let him back in because he never left, in our opinion.
Right.
You see? In our opinion, it never left. So it didn't make a difference what he fucking did or what Angela did or who he fucked or didn't fuck or should have fucked or might have fucked or maybe fucked twice. We don't give a fuck about that. That doesn't matter. We play with it. And we can't pin the tail on a jackass now. Don't think we can't now, do you? Don't fuck with a nigga now. We know what's up. We know what's going down. That doesn't have anything to do with this conversation. Ah, you said enough. What has to happen here is you have to be able to take it into the homeopathic satellite squared. If you can't do that, you're never going to be able to piece it together. Now, we got
take
the
what
anthropomorphic physics. So here's the position. Chad, we were talking about Chad's position.
Okay.
Now, we understand your place. You're in the anthropomorphic physical. We got that. That's not a problem. We understand that because we get that because you are where you are. That's what Bob would say. Bob would giggle and say, you don't know. And blah, 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 blah. That's our Bob. You know. Bob's still trying to get Vicky, and he's trying to get over Vicky and Abaddon, and he's trying to survive them. So y'all got a break. Y'all might make for the homeopathic radio satellite. Y'all might make it past that. It's all fun. The Shockley, the Paul Shockley world. So, magic. Okay, now we were saying some words. We were saying some words. So the point that we gave, your side and her side, both apply, okay? Now, what we're trying to know, if you can figure out the diquark, yes or no. Now, don't go to Croker. Arthur Croker's all right, but don't get stuck there. What else is beyond the diquark, Chad, since you're all that in a bag of chips? Mister, I got a big dick and I want to fuck something. Tell us what you know, big vegan.
What's beyond the diquark on the chart or
in your life? What's beyond Johnny Rotten?
Well, you mentioned the,
Hey, Chad. You better get Bob. This is going to go bad.
Yeah, come on, Bob. So you mentioned the deckhead dance, and I've heard you mention, you mentioned the hexatic, but this is the first time I've heard you mention the deckhead dance. When I read about the deckhead dance from Bob, it was the pentad squared. Do you have the same definition or different?
From the Grand Wazoo's. The Grand Wazoo's deckhead dance is different. This is an Icarus Bob tiny note. Deep, but now, you're gonna deal with Johnny Rotten and chronic fatigue. That's what you're gonna deal with, and we're gonna get this straightened out before we deal with her. And she's got a plate, but she's got to wash. So, hold on 1 second. We got this. It's almost. Oh my God, time is up. Bob, come help him. Hurry up. Shit, it's quitting time. What are you doing? We were just getting greased up. We just got our dick lubed up. Bob, come on, help us now. We messed up. This is terrible. There's going to be a bad laser beam computer, Los Angeles, Lemurian, yuppies, hackers. Oh, my God. Bob! Get us out of that quark. Hurry up. Critical theory.
Hey, Bob.
Moving in any minute.
Okay, so when you say beyond the diquark, you're talking about the demon nuclei?
Bob says you can go over time. Bob says you can
No, we can't. We got to go to Hollywood. We got to go to Hollywood and save his damn ass, Carolyn. We can't. We can't. And besides, we're drunk. It doesn't matter. We're drunk already.
I toasted Bob the bread of life for the first time, and he's just rolling around in ecstasy. He won't come. He's coming.
That is perfect. Tell him to pack his shit. Tell him we got a diquark with his name on it. That's
so
fun.
Carolyn, when Ian was talking to us last Saturday, they said, this is all about the ability to gauge your perception because things aren't always as they seem.
That was the astral body. That was the astral body in the cloud.
Right. Yeah.
From a gallery magazine. Come on,
you
now.
You said the plate moved.
Don't do this.
And you're talking about getting out of the,
We're talking about
getting out of the diaphragm.
Now you're talking about Grzynski and Magic Johnson. Come on now. No, 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 no. Yeah, this is an anthropomorphic physical. You can't do that. You can't just jump around here and say, well, Carolyn is this. Or you can't do that. Go ahead, next. What do you want to say?
So you say go you beyond the diquark. When you say beyond the diquark, yep. Do you mean to the demon nuclei?
If you can explain Johnny Rotten, yeah.
Well, Johnny Rotten is
Chad,
punk,
Chad,
and that's
Chad
Bob
Chad
doing
he's looking at the shirt. No, looking at the shirt, Chad.
He never looked at the goddamn chart. We don't know what the chart is. We never wrote a letter to Prince Charles. We don't know the big note. We don't know the tiny note. And Bob doesn't even know who the Wailing Jennings are. So it's all okay. Thank y'all so very much. It's been great fun. Hey, come back if you want to. Bob says we might play again Saturday night. We don't know if we're going to be there. We're going to try it if you want to. Y'all see how you go.
Yeah, I think we'll...
Thanks,
we were interrupted by Ion. Let's get back to important matters.
All participants are now unmuted.
You got that little piano at the end, a little triplet there, Alyssa?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cha-cha-cha. Okay, so everybody's unmuted. I think that was a brilliant move by me to get everybody here on a conference call, you know, half an hour ago, so everybody can contribute. Should we do that more often? Of overlapping, or is it prevent people?
It's a bit muddy.
Too muddy. Yeah, it's hard to get. But it's should be done maybe after people have done their bit, and then have a conference call, or have everybody come in and feed off each other of what they said. Like maybe translate what Linda says and how it applies to your thing, Chad.
Yeah, maybe as a wrap-up.
Yeah, wrap-up. Yeah. But I think I better just review a bit the notes because I may have made a breakthrough, but we were left with a mess like last time.
Ion may have made a breakthrough.
He's so selfish when he makes a breakthrough. They're so rare. He just goes nuts. So to go back to what so Bert, I have here a map of the labyrinth of the mind. It's 11 gigahertz. See, Uncle, you read The Hollow Men in German. Then there was talk about the mountain. Something that stands out there I didn't write. Didn't make a note. Bert even there? Bert's not even there.
Oh, yeah, no, there. I'm here. I'm here. I was on mute. Yeah, Bob, that's it. That's probably the most solid thing that I got. I mean, after that, I started slipping on ice when I was trying to get me to recall what happened because I had some strange physics chemistry dream two nights ago, and that's when I was saying, you know, you were with us too, you know, and I'm sitting there trying to look at that, and then he asked me to read fucking Hollow Men in German. So after that, the rest is history.
Yeah. How come you didn't tell us that that's what your dream was about when you brought it up, or whatever your experience was two nights ago?
I mean, I was totally blank because I was concentrating on my questions because
yeah,
I have
so
quite
you're saying that now. You'll recognize that later, what he's talking about.
Yes, yes.
So you're doing some physics. I wonder if it relates to what he told Chad there, you know. That
well, yeah, it was one point, yes, it was, because I was focusing on, after this week, I was looking at the Bohr, Heisenberg conversation, and then Ian said something to Chad about the two perspectives of paperclip, and that may connect because there's a contested conversation that Bohr and Heisenberg had in 1941 in Copenhagen. And Bohr wrote a letter to refute some things, but he never sent it. And there's some contestants about, you know, whether Heisenberg was trying to get information from Bohr as far as what they were doing on that side that Bohr was working with, or that Heisenberg was trying to just say it was useless to do nuclear weapons. But maybe that's what Ian – that's the one thing I got from when Ian was speaking with Chad, Paul.
That was with Linda. Bert, look at chat.
You were in College Station.
College Station?
In Texas?
What about the Tesla thing? Ian brought up the Tesla.
Just a minute. I have a question. I'm coming through pretty clear, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, Bert, did Niels Bohr, or maybe Chad knows, did he stay the whole World War II with Hitler? He didn't defect, right? Or did he?
Heisenberg was with Hitler. Bohr was trying to evade, get away from Hitler.
Did he get away?
Yes.
I think there's a controversy. Some Broadway guy wrote a play about Tom Stoppard. At the play where he did get to talk to somebody, and we don't know whether he told the Amsterdam guy or something the secret stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't that what the controversy is?
Yes. And their supposed play outlined some unique activities that went on with Bohr.
Yeah, so did you see the play?
No, I read about it.
Yeah, so Ian said once, way back there, that Einstein figured out his advanced theories because he worked in the patent office in Basel or someplace, and he saw some advanced technology patents. Okay? So now we can add, did Niels Bohr or any of those Germans know about the aliens in Germany? And did that lead to, Manhattan Project or something?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to see if they knew stuff, and Ian's bringing that in, what was learned in Germany in the 30s. But then gets taken to America, and then it's a different situation. What else was there? I guess that's it. So just those guys, the famous Copenhagen guys, they may have known about the alien stuff, and that's why they jumped ahead. And what was then? So this week, big things have happened, like unbelievable things have happened this week. So that's why Ian sort of excitable, or Ian is a tech body. I don't know. And then I've made great advances that are unbelievable. So it was accurate what Ian was saying about me an hour ago. So if you re-listen to that, you might get something. So Linda, we got here, Niels Bohr organizes quantum system. Did he use the word mechanics or physics when he said that?
He used the word physics.
Okay, because is quantum mechanics within quantum physics, or do they use quantum physics later? It's sort of odd with how they use the word mechanics. They drop it occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody know about that? I mean, and about regular science. How they apparently quantum stuff today is not quantum mechanics. They say that, Chad.
Who said that, Ion or the scientific community?
I think scientific community, they don't use the word mechanics anymore. They are, what they're doing is quantum physics, maybe. What do you think?
I just read an article called the theory formerly known as strings. So maybe you mean that. It's like beyond string theory.
No, I know about that. I'm just talking about how they use the word quantum mechanics, and then that's back in the 20s. Do they still use the term quantum mechanics? So Sarfatti says post-quantum physics, I think he says. So I'm just wondering, when did they drop the phrase quantum mechanics?
I don't know, because in the quantum computing world, they still use it.
Okay. All right. So then Linda, he did the living water not required, the Euphrates River is drying up, the Copenhagen Conference in 1927. Anything else you said that I left out?
Let's see.
That stands out.
I asked whether intention was involved.
Intention.
And that's when he brought it. Yeah, so he didn't really answer that directly. He got Bert in and then talked about the Copenhagen conference.
So, intentions before the Copenhagen conference.
They brought up the paperclip thing with you at the end, Linda.
Yeah, they did. I haven't gotten there.
So then.
Yeah, Tesla thought another way, and then they brought in paperclip.
So
and two
Tesla
fields
then,
in the. And then at the very end, two fields of theory that had to be embraced.
What were they?
Didn't say. Said that Bert would get it.
All right. Did you get that, Bert?
Yes.
The two something.
Yes.
What are they? What are the two fields?
I tied it back to the two different perspectives from Bohr and Heisenberg.
Heisenberg was
with the Nazis, and Bohr was with the Manhattan Project.
Okay.
What about Bohr versus Einstein?
That's possible.
Einstein
said it. I got it from the paperclip reference to Bohr and Heisenberg when I heard that.
Okay, so then, Alyssa, all I have for you is Corey Hall. Who's that?
That's not even... Did that come up on my session?
Yes,
Corey
TikTok.
Hall?
TikTok.
Oh, yeah, that's right, the Corey Hall TikTok.
Who's Corey Hall?
No idea.
I don't know that one.
We can look them up on TikTok, right? They have their names
in
there.
Yeah, probably.
And then you said something about F sharp. It's the only other thing I had. What was said about F sharp?
I was trying to ask Ian about the plate because they said the plate shifted and it related to Rocky and Bullwinkle, and that it relates to the diachord. So I was asking if the F sharp versus the E flat represented the two different fields of quantum theory or quantum physics that Bert was just. Placing out.
He didn't answer. He didn't answer that.
They said no, but they didn't let me finish for the recording.
Right. So you're noticing, people, since Ayn has turned the tiny note chart on its end or side, Ayn is quoting technically from the chart now.
Yes.
If you're not familiar with the chart, there's some of the words like X particle you don't know are in the chart. He's doing it very knowingly, which is interesting.
I asked if the hexadic will be in the tiny note chart or outside in the big note chart. And they said that the hexadic will be in the tiny note chart.
Okay. Because it is already there.
Yeah.
The tiny note chart is the prefiguring of the hexadic.
Right.
It's the background, the five quadrants of the background to the sixth quadrant, which is just a sentence at the bottom.
Then I asked Michael asked last time if the pentatonic scale, the five notes of the pentatonic scale, correlate with the five quadrants of the tiny note chart, and I said yes. So I asked if...
You asked if the pentatonic scale coordinated with the five parts?
Michael asked that last payday.
Yeah.
And Ian said that they do, that the five quadrants relate to the five notes of the pentatonic scale.
Okay, so was talked about in your session? Second year?
Yep.
Okay.
So then I asked... go ahead.
Here's a point. The angel diagram, we would think, has a lot to do with Ion. But remember, the hexadic is when Ion shows up. So the tiny note chart is about Ion. So we have to find Ion in the tiny note chart. That's why it overlaps with the angel diagram.
We have to find Ion in the tiny note chart?
Yeah, because the tiny note chart is about the coming of the hexadic. It predicts the hexadic, which in my mind was Mir. And we find out there are parts of Mir that relate to what we do. But the hexadic is mainly Ion showing up in 2009. that means that the tiny node chart has stuff about ion in it that I didn't know, and that's why it relates to the angel diagram, which is more obviously about ion. Mm. You see? That's why they overlap. You got to see ion in the tiny node chart.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow all those, and so that's why when I, you read Thompson, McLuhan, you find quotes that are very ionic or very advanced stuff that ion says. And Thompson will do that. And I don't think we should follow ion's rules about, I'm avoiding the Thompson quadrant, we'll flip. Don't do that. Don't be afraid of using the whole chart. I was thinking that the other day. We're not going to say, we ain't talking about Thompson, because there is important stuff in there. He actually relates more to ion than the other guys do, because he talks about angels and the astral. And ion did say that they're in the Thompson quadrant, I think. They said something about the Thompson quadrant a couple months ago, that it was the most important quadrant. Remember that, Bert?
Yeah, I have to go look at that. I made a note of that. Let me look for that. Yeah.
Yeah, so we shouldn't be superstitious about avoiding certain quadrants.
Yeah,
go ahead.
They scared everyone with the Thompson quadrant about the upside down. Yeah.
Yeah, and one of the things we discovered this week, I think, is how the Thompson quadrant happened, how it got flipped. I don't think we're allowed to talk about that yet. If Ryan's going to talk about it, he'll say it.
But in your private session, your last private session, they said turn the chart on its side, and they said that renames the quadrants. So today they were saying like holopathic satellite squared and anthropomorphic physical. They weren't saying Thompson quadrant.
Right. And so I was telling this to Alyssa the other day. Those quadrants are more holopathic than McLuhan or the different categories. It's the far left column. The technical ground is the far left column. Then the one column in is McLuhan. But I would just say McLuhan because it was simple. It's like calling ion he, and they're not a he, because if I said holopathic satellite quiet, blah, 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 it'd just take too long. So it was a matter of efficiency in the medium of radio. And, keeping people's interest in there. It never was the McLuhan quadrant. The holopathic satellite TV is the whole five parts across the board. That's the quadrant.
Right. Right. Because so those are the actual titles.
Yeah. So he's saying the titles are holopathic. Yeah, I agree. As it always was, but we never use it in the jargon of talking.
Are they, though? Because if they turn the chart on its side, wouldn't the quadrants be Bob, Lofty, to Eloy, Ryan?
I don't know. That's you then go to the next level. Alyssa. And then you go to the next level. You know, molecule, then black hole. It becomes many groups of five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chad, I was thinking that, too. That's one way that I laid it out after listening to the private session as I had it. That Rai, Eloy, Tulaki, and Bob are the new titles. Mm-hmm.
Right. So they also said to lay it becomes lateral, like the lateral view of the rewrite or the revelations notes. So in that case,
but so are the chart show is lateral. You got Eloy, Rai,
well,
Eloy,
no,
Tulaki,
they said turn
beside
it.
Each other.
What? Yeah, but they said turn. If you turn the chart, if you turn the chart on its side, then on the farthest right you have Rai, Eloy, Lofty, Tu, and Bob, okay?
Right.
And then across the top, you have Bob, and then you have all those eras, those phases in time, 1840 to 1900. So in the lateral view of the angel diagram, you have, across the top, you have these columns. And the columns are like trumpets, churches, whatever the other elements are. And then as you go down, you've got the row of the first trumpets and churches and angels. Then the next row you have the second trumpets, churches, angels, third and on and on. So if you look at it that way in this, then these, in the tiny note chart, the equivalent of angels, trumpets, churches is 1840 to 1990, 1900 to 1918, 1819 to 45, etc. So you're quantifying it instead of having these symbols of the trumpets, churches, and angels. And if you go down, if you're going downward, then the Bob, Lofty, Two, Eloy, Rai are like first seal, that layer of the first seal, first trumpet, first church. Then the next Lofty would be the second layer of churches, angels, seals, etc.
Does that make sense? You're relating it to Judy's chart. Did Ian say to do that?
Because they said when you turn it on its side and then you look at it laterally, just like the Ginny's notes make revelations, the story, which is all jumbled, they make it clean and lateral.
Yeah.
That's what I got that Ian was saying to do with your chart. Do the same thing.
Yeah, but if you go over the chart, it's very well organized and it's lateral. You know, the magazines are in the same position in each quadrant. The hockey athletes are in the same position. It's very easy to read once you know that Gordie Howe is in one place, and then you go up and it's Mickey Mantle in the same place. So you know it's about athletes. And then they're all interrelating across each quadrant, so it's pretty lateral to me. But no one's ever jumped around and talked about it like Ian does now. Like you say, you got to be, he means he's making ratios. If you want that to work, then you've got to have the X particle over near holopathic satellite squared. You know, those are sentences being made by Ion. That's the way one, well, I can do that with my chart, you know, but I never did it with anybody else. Nobody got anywhere with it. Nobody was ready for it. So the way Ion is, remember, that's a flat visual paper image. The actual quadrants float around like the rings in the angel diagram. Remember that? They're like snow globes. And they float around, and they maybe go through each other. So it gets really fitting and ease, ultimately, what you're doing. So, and I don't know if it's worth knowing that. Maybe you have to understand why it's like that rather than doing it, because nobody's doing what Ion's doing with the chart yet. You have not come in, Chad, and said, okay, if I go over here to Holopathic TV and I relate to the Hadron and then I bring it into the 1960, 1990, blah, 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 you know. I don't think you know how to make a sentence like that.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely bring that up next time.